English, yeah?
Yeah.
The dinim of Hagudas Kailim, it's obvious that nowadays times have changed, and most people, I say most people because not everyone, most people don't kasher dishes or cutlery for Pesach. It's not cost effective because the job of Hagula is sometimes a very big job, especially with cutlery, which has little grooves which you have to clean very carefully, and it's a big avodah. So nowadays most people buy for Pesach to get cutlery, Pesach to get dishes. Whereas in times of Chazal we see that they used to kasher everything, but the types of things which people kasher nowadays are mainly silverware, which bechers, things like that, which you want to use on by the seder, and also obviously kitchen countertops, sinks, hobs. Those who don't have a Pesach kitchen have to kasher those areas well, and therefore that's still nageh bezmanenu. We have to speak about that. First, I will start off with the silverware. In Shulchan Aruch it says that klei shtir, which means kelim which have been used for serving drinks, don't need hagola, because bederech klal you use them cold. So, like a wine bottle, or a bottle of, even a bottle which you keep away as a jug, you keep orange juice, things like that. They're not even chometz dig, but since you're not mapped the whole year to protect them from chometz, we have the chashash that you might have sometimes washed them with chometz dig and kedem. Or sometimes perhaps a bit of chometz fell into it and was kovish 24 hours, even though it's cold, but kavisha after 24 hours is mavliya. So, state in Shulchan Aruch that mikradin, you'd have to be chayshish for that. So you could just rinse it and use it, because it's not belea, any chumetz, because it's cold, it's used with cold drinks. But since there is this chashash that perhaps you washed it in hot water with chometz tikka kalim, and also the other chashash that maybe a brekel chometz was nichpash, was kovish 24 hours, that's the inyan of miyat tashmushi, something which is not bederech klal, doesn't happen normally, but could happen in a minority of cases. And the Zalug Mechleikus in the Pesach and the Mechava and the Ramu, you have to be a cheshish for me at Tashmisha. The Mechava says, when you come to Kasha Kedim, you look at what's mainly used for. You have to look at the few times, the odd times that something might have happened. Since mainly it's used for cold, serving cold drinks, which is not the problem of Chometz Bechalal, because it's cold, even if you would be serving Chometz ticket drinks. But if it's cold, it's not mavliya in the keli. But since, so the Mechava says it's enough just to rinse it, but the Ramo says, since we are chayshish, in the more passages we are chayshish for miyat tashmisha, we have to be chayshish for the minority of times, and for that reason we do kasha even klei shtir, which are used bederech klal only for cold. We kasha, that's what the Ramo says, that's the minute we kasha it, like we would kasha something, a dish which is used with hot food. And so therefore all the bechers, all the wine bottles should be brought to Hagodas Kalim to be kashered before Pesach, if you want to use the ones which you use the whole year round. If it's glass bottles or glasses which you drink from, is a shaila if Hagula helps Bechlau on glass. There's three shittas in the Poskim. One shitta is that Hagula does not help, and one shitta is that it does help, and one shitta is that it doesn't need Hagula. So, the whole year round, we are paskin that Hagola helps, but on Pesach, we are machme that Hagola doesn't help. So if we are talking about glass or crystal, which is used the whole year round, with chometz tikka dishes, in other words, it's not protected from chometz, you should not really use it on Pesach. Even Hagola is only But the Eved, it helps, but the Chatchil, you shouldn't be Samech on it. But I would say that, on the other hand, I would say that a wine bottle where you know for sure you don't normally wash it with hot dishes, and it's not highly unlikely that any chumbetz fell inside and was covered 24 hours, is our sort of wine bottle. Especially if it's an expensive wine bottle and you want to use it to be hadda, the seder with nice dishes, then you could probably use it under Samech on Hagula. So it depends on the circumstances. But the person, if you haven't, you don't know for sure, and there is a possibility that it was washed with hot chumetz, then even though a whole year round we paskin that glass, you could kash it, but for Pesach we paskin that glass, you shouldn't kash it. So silverware could be kashed, silver kelim could be kashed, glass kelim, lechatchile should not be kashed, unless it's a tzeirich gudel, then you could kasher it. And unless, as I said before, you know for sure that's not normally washed with hot chometz in a sink, then you could kasher it. Obviously, kelim, which are made out of china, porcelain, hagula doesn't help. It's klicheres, helfish kon hagula. Kelim of Karel is a glass type of material, has the same din as glass, and so therefore, as we said before, l'chatchile should not be kashrut for Pesach. As far as the sinks and the worktops are concerned, we're now talking about the kitchen. So the sinks made out of stainless steel, you pour boiling water, and that's irrigated irrigation kashes it, because the whole chash by a sink is that it was nivla during the year on the day iri. You poured some hot chometz into the sink, and that's irrigated irrigation, and so therefore you could kasher it also with irrigated irrigation. Kibbele kach pelte. However, the Mishnah Berurah says there is a chash that you might have used hot chometz, hot solid chometz, dove gushcham. And hot solid has a din of a kelegrishin. This is worse than iri. This kelegrishin. Iri kelegrishin is one madrega less than kelegrishin. So when you kasher it with, if the bliya was of the kelegrishin and you kasher it with iri, that's not good enough. The hagul has to be the same level, same madrega as the bliya. So if the bliya came about through iri, in other words, you poured hot liquid onto the sink, so then you can kasher it by pouring hot water on it. If the belia came about by Dovah Gush Cham, the Mashal's Shitta is that has another Kedagish in Mamish, so Gola de Eroi will not be good enough. That's also only me at Tashmish, because in most cases you don't put hot, solid chometz inside the sink. It doesn't normally happen, because 95% of the time when you pour into the sink, you pour liquid, you don't pour solids into the sink. Sometimes you want to throw away a solid, then you would put it in the bin. You wouldn't put it in the sink. So it's only mi'at tashmishah. So we said before that mi'at tashmishah is a machlekes, and Machaber says you don't have to be chayish for it. The Ramo says you should be chayish for it. So again, if you're the Ramo, it's not enough to kasher the sink with eroi. You have to try and find the hagula, which is like a kelerishin, which is the same madrega as the bli of a dova cham, of a dova gush cham. And the only way to make to elevate the hagula of iroi that should have another kelerishin is by using an even melubon, which means that you have to kasher it with a hot stone. You have to take this a brick, keep it in the fire for about an hour until it glows, and then take it, obviously not with your hands, take it with a pliers, whatever, and hold it over the sink and pour boiling water on the stone. Then it has a din of a kelerishin mamish, and that helps even if the bliya was on a day dova gush cham, which is also a kelerishin. However, having said that, you all have to know how to do it. Even the wind is a complicated business, and you also have to be very careful. You shouldn't chalila hurt yourself. So, a more practical etzah is to use an insert in the sink, take a bowl which is the size of the sink, and make that bowl pesachadik, make a hole in the bottom that the water should be able to go out. And if you are makpid on Pesach only to put your dishes in the bowl and not in the sink itself, then it's sufficient to kasher the sink with iroi even without an even melubon. Of course, you still have to kasher the sink, because at the end of the day, the bowl itself is not enough, not good enough, because sometimes the water gets blocked and comes up again, and then there's a chashash that's nivla from the sink into the bowl. So it's not kedai. You should not really be samech on the fact that there's a bowl. in itself. But if you do eroi kaleration, you pour boiling water from a hot kettle over the stainless steel sink, and then put inside the bowl, then both together it's good enough, even if you haven't used it even malum. And the same applies to the countertops. Since using an oven lumen is also the same, the countertop has the same din as the sink, that you should have to use an oven lumen. But again, as I said, oven lumen is a complicated business, so you should make sure that the countertops are covered. And it's not enough just to cover them, it's not good enough just to cover them with silverware, because silverware is likely to tear. It should really be a proper a piece of hardboard which fits over the counter, and then before you put it down, you cash it with iri, boiling water from a electric kettle or from a kettle which is a kaleration, and then you cover it with this piece of hardboard. Then again, that's good. When you cash with the Evan Malubin, you have to hold it over the surface, not on the surface. You can, but you're not going to. If your scales are going to get burnt, get damaged, your surface is going to get damaged with the hot brick. You can keep it, as long as it's very, very close, it's good enough, yeah. If you cash it when you cash it from boiling water from a kettle, the Masham says that water which is boiled in an electric kettle, where the element is inside the water, not the furnace of the kettle, don't have any, don't have their own source of heat. The element is inside the water, and the element heats the water, and the water heats the furnace. So the masham, therefore, you can't use that to kasher, because iri kaleration has to be from the keli where the furnace have themselves come into contact with ash. So an old-fashioned electric kettle, the type which you used to put on the gas stove, and the water boils, that's a proper kaleration, and when you pour from that, that's iri kaleration. But nowadays, most people don't have that anymore. Most people use electric kettle. Electric kettle, is this shalat. Some say, the Masham says, that you can't be samech when you pour from such a kettle, that it's considered iri, because the element is inside, and it's not buried, the element is not within the defanas themselves. However, that's only if it's already been disconnected from the electricity. Even though at one point it had been boiling and bubbling, but then you disconnect from electricity, then it loses the din of the kaleration according to some poskim, because it doesn't have fans for chalmas. But whilst it's still connected to electricity, hakel moedim, that has a din of a kaleration. So the answer is, if you do kasha with an electric kettle, you boil the water in an electric kettle, then you should make sure that it's still connected to the electricity whilst you're pouring it over the sink. However, you have to be careful, know what you're doing, because chalila v'chas, you might electrify yourself. It's not a good idea. So make sure you're very careful, know what you're doing. But that is the way to be yoyt to the mechim of the masham. Yoyt to the mechim of the masham. It's a kedai. The best thing is, if you have a gas stove or even an electric hob, best thing is to boil a kettle of water on the stove. Not an electric kettle, a normal kettle, boil it, and then zeche has a little kaleration. But if you haven't got such a kettle, or you find it too much of a schlep, then you could use an electric kettle, but ideally you should kasher it whilst it's still, the electricity is still... What? Yeah. Yeah. On a water, yeah, that's also good, yes.
Straight after, while it's bubbling.
Where, to an electric kettle?
No, pot.
Whilst it's bubbling, you take it right away and pour it from it. It doesn't have to be bubbling whilst you pour, because once you pour, obviously it's not going to bubble anymore. It only bubbles whilst it's on the flame. But if it had bubbled, and it still remains in that same keli, it has a din of a kaleration as long as it's still hot.
That's what you call it next. Is it connected? The button is down.
Yeah, a small electric kettle, you have to be holding the button whilst you pour. The only problem is that nowadays, the whole kettle comes off, gets separated from electricity, so it's not shayach. It's not shayach. So the only way is either to hold it together with the base and keep it pressed down, or to use a proper electric kettle, which is the type which you use for Shabbos, a Shabbos urn, and then as long as it's still on high and it's still boiling, you pour it whilst it's still on high. You'll have to use an extension wire. Yeah. Again, if the surfaces are properly covered, then I would say you could use a normal electric kettle without being makpid on this inyan of having it, because it's only a chumrah, the whole area already is covered. So again, if you want to, you're only able to kasha with an electric kettle, and you haven't got a normal kettle, and you don't want to have this chumrah of keeping it, pressing it down, pressing the button down the whole time, which is not so practical, and also could be dangerous. So then you're best off making sure that everything's properly covered, and for the sink you get a proper insert, a bowl, something, and then even though you will still have to catch it with iri before you put down the cover, but for that enough iri from a normal kettle, just the fact that it was once boiling is enough to give it another calibration. Because since the whole thing is a chumrah, you don't have to be makbid on it if everything's covered. Now the what else? What's left in the kitchen, obviously, is the ovens and the hobs. Ovens, you can't kasher. I'm not saying you can't kasher, but it's a big problem to kasher. It's problematic because it requires libun, and according to many poskim, it requires libun gumma, which is a very high madrega of heat, which most ovens don't come to that madrega. Even if you keep it on the highest setting, unless it's a self-clean oven, it's not likely to reach the madrega of libun gumma. Maybe libun kal, but zecher not libun gomer. And if chometz is machleik, because if chometz requires libun gomer, libun kal, but we are machmer the chetchila that requires libun gomer, so it's not shaykh by a normal tana, unless it's a self-clean oven, so a self-clean setting, then that's libun gomer. But otherwise, you should assume that the chometz, that the tana remains chometz thick, so you can only use it if all food which goes inside the oven on Pesach is double wrapped, like the airplane meals. Otherwise, you shouldn't use an oven. You should, nowadays, you could buy an oven, it's not so expensive. An oven which goes on the countertop, doesn't have to be a whole oven. And you could bake your chicken and whatever, your kibble, whatever, on Pesach, with a Pesach thicker oven. That's a really, not even a hiddur, it's come out a requisite. Because to kasher the chometz sticker oven is very problematic. That's the oven. The hob is the top part of the oven, so it could be electric, could be gas, whatever it is. For that is enough libun kal. So the best way to do it is to put the heat on the highest setting, and then cover it with a blech for a few seconds, about 10-15 seconds, till the heat spreads over the whole area, and the whole surface area is now become kashrut with libun kal, and the shtei kvilin shechanoruch v'chatzuva is going to get libun kal, and the top of the oven has a din of a chatzuva, and it's enough libun kal. So that's eitzah for so you could use your cook your pots, your soup, everything on the hob the way you do it the whole year round, as long as you make sure to make libun kal. Another eitzah is to cover it with silver foil, but that's not so practical because you have to leave room for the flame to get out. So it's probably best to make a libun kal, this eitzah said, of putting everything on the highest setting and then covering it with a blech. And then covering it with a blech for a few minutes, for a few seconds, and then taking the blech away, then it's kasher. If the top of the oven is glass, as is the case in some types of oven, the top is glass. Glass, as I said before, cannot be kasher for Pesach. So mamela, you can't use it on Pesach, you have to get a different one, a Pesach thicker one. Ceramic is klicheres. So if it's a ceramic cover, also you can't kasher it. So it's important to know what material it's made out of before you kasher it. So you have to speak to the manufacturer or look in the book. And once you have you know what the material is made of, then we could establish if Liban helps Bechlal, because it could be that it's made out of a material which is not kasherable even with Liban. Same applies with the oven. Even those who do kasher oven are so much that, like I said before, with a self clean oven which is Liban Goma, but some ovens are coated, the inside of the ovens are coated with enamel, and that's klicheres, and also can't be kashered. So it's also important to know that what the material it's coated with. That is also brought down in Rabbi Blumenkranz's book, Hilchos Pesach in America. He says that most ovens in America are coated with enamel and cannot be kashered. So we've spoken about the countertops, the sinks, the hobs, the dish, the kleshtia, the drinking utensils. What's left to talk about only is the false teeth. For those who have false teeth. The false teeth have to be kashered, but they could be kashered with a kedisheni, because the mouth in which you use the hot teeth, in which you use the false teeth, is also a kedisheni. So you could kash it with a kedisheni. Fillings, obviously you can't take them out and kasher them, so you have to be same if you don't eat hot hummus 24 hours before Pesach. That's the best way to be sure that there's no problem, because it's noisim tam lifgam, and we could be same on the poskim who say noisim tam lifgam does not become usa on Pesach. If you find that difficult, you need to have your pizza on belevo dikas chumetz. Then the only aid is to be somech on rinsing your mouth with hot water before sofzman isser achila, as hot as you're able to, as hot as it could be. So we could assume that it's probably as hot as the hottest temperature you ate your food with during the year. So even though it's not the kedegrishin, but that's something which you could be somech on. And otherwise, we should all be zeicher to Freilich and Pesach, Kusher and Freilich and Pesach.